As we drove through the streets, evidence of the damage the quake caused was everywhere. Building after building, body after body. Men, women, and especially children. This is the second dark night the people of Port-au-Prince have had to suffer. Everybody here is sleeping outdoors. After what's happened, they're understandably terrified of sleeping inside. Here they're singing religious songs to get them through the night. On one side of the road, people huddle to get some rest. On the opposite side of the street, just a few feet away, the bodies of their loved ones.
A little one. He's a little one.
That's my auntie.
No one here has much food or water. We saw little evidence of international help for these people on our journey through the very center of the city, the area that's been worst hit. We passed no rescue operations more than 24 hours after the earthquake struck.
This is where people have come to sleep. They say they're afraid to go back into their houses. They think something else might happen. In one corner of the square, there's even a woman having a baby.
It's uncertain just how bad the first days of her new child's life could get.